This Shabbos, we will read Parshas HaChodesh, the final week of the Dalet Parshas that began with Parshas Shkolim, ushering in Purim, and concludes with Parshas HaChodesh, indicating the arrival of Chodesh Nisan and Chag HaPesach. The Meforshim explain the reason for instituting each one of the Parshas, and I would like to discuss why Chazal were misakin to read Parshas HaChodesh. The Mishnah Berurah brings from the Levush, Kedei lekadesh chodesh nisan d'chsiv b'teira chodesh hazeh lochem reish chadoshim. Accordingly, the Kriya of Parshas HaChodesh is a form of Kiddush HaChodesh in honor of Chodesh Nisan, as the entire mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh began with Chodesh Nisan. However, Rashi Maseches Megillah explains that we are reading this Parsha as an introduction to the upcoming Yom Tov Pesach, as this Parsha continues with all the relevant halachas of Chag HaPesach. It would seem that there's a very fundamental machlokes as to the focus of Parshas HaChodesh. Are we merely focused on the opening line of Kiddush HaChodesh Nisan in the Pasuk, HaVachodesh Hazeh Lochem? Or are we really concerned with the many psukim that follow about the halachas of Korban Pesach and the Yom Tov Pesach? However, both explanations seem perplexing. According to Rashi, that the main objective is the psukim about Pesach, why is the Parsha referred to as Parshas HaChodesh and not Parshas Pesach? Similarly, according to the Levush, if the whole Inyan is to be Mekadesh, Chodesh Nisan, why do we continue reading the entire following Parsha about Pesach? Is this simply a technicality of completing the full Parsha? Also, why did Chazal deem it important to be Mesakin a whole Parshas HaChodesh, to be Mekadesh the Chodesh Nisan every single year? We only find the yearly celebration of Pesach in Yetzias Mitzrayim. Why do we need to celebrate the mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh every Nisan? I think it seems clear that the fact that mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh was inaugurated with Chodesh Nisan of Yetzias Mitzrayim and was given together with all the halachas of Pesach, it is a clear indication that there's a very deep central link between these two mitzvahs. I would like to refer back to the famous opening Rashi in Parshas Bereishis. Omer Rav Yitzchok, Loi hoye tzorech lahaschil es ha-teira la-me'achedesh hazeh lochem, shehi mitzvah rishoynesh nitzdavu bo Yisroel. Rashi is mechadesh, the mitzvah Kiddush HaChodesh is considered the first mitzvah given Moshe Rabbeinu to Gantz Klal Yisroel. We must try to understand what is so essential about this mitzvah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu deemed it to be the first mitzvah given to Klal Yisroel even before Matan Torah, as a prelude to Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Torah emphasizes HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. If the Torah is giving us a tzivui of being Mekadesh LeChodesh, what is the emphasis on Lochem, which seems to connote that we weren't commanded to do something, but actually received something through this mitzvah? What did we get in the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh? Also, the Or HaChaim is bothered by the double Loshen of Rosh Chodoshim and Rishon Hu Lochem. What is the Torah adding that this Chodesh Nisan will be a Rishon in the first month? What does that refer to? The Seforno illuminates for us a huge yesod in the correlation between Kiddush HaChodesh and the Cheirus of Yetzias Mitzrayim. He explains that in the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, we were given dominion over time itself. We received the right to govern the Chodoshim and decide when they begin and end. The Seforno stresses that this is the quintessential difference between an Eved and a Ben Chayrin. An Eved works very hard, but so do many Bnei Chayrin work very hard. The ultimate difference is that an Eved has no control over his time. He is totally bound to the authority and whim of his master to decide how he should spend his time. A Ben Chayrin might choose to work very hard, but he has control and power to use his time as he wishes. Says the Sefarno that this mitzvah was a huge transition for Klal Yisroel, the first and most powerful graduation from Eved to Ben Chayrin, when the Chodoshim were made Lochem, and this commenced the first month that we experienced this independence and were granted authority of how we spend our time and given the Bechira to focus our time and efforts on Avodas Hashem. And that is the significance of this Chodesh Nisan being a Rishon, the first month that we could experience this Bechira. According to this, we can understand that Kiddush HaChodesh was deemed to be the first mitzvah that Moshe Rabbeinu gave Klal Yisroel, as it is the seminal prerequisite to being an Eved Hashem who is independent and capable of being mekabel all mitzvahs by Har Sinai. It is also very appropriate that Chodesh Nisan, the Chodesh of Gulas Mitzrayim, was chosen as the month to inaugurate this mitzvah, as this mitzvah connotes the most basic change in Klal Yisrael becoming Bnei Chayrin and Avdei Hashem, and no longer Avodim Le'Avodim. In this light, we now understand the deep connection between the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh and the Yontif of Pesach. Pesach is the Yontif that celebrates the birth of Klal Yisrael, when Klal Yisrael was able to break out of the physical and spiritual shackles of Mitzrayim and become Bnei Chayrin, to gain control of their time, of their decision making, and their ability to have a mind of their own. This Chayrus is manifested in the Korban Pesach, where Klal Yisrael were instructed to take the Mitzrayim's worship, Shechted publicly, the ultimate Bnei Chayrin, the pinnacle of independent thinking which symbolized the beginning of Yetzias Mitzrayim. With this in mind, I think we can begin to understand that the juxtaposition of mitzvahs Kiddush HaChodesh, of Chodesh Nisan, and the Yontif of Pesach were not merely a chronological coincidence, but are rather deeply connected and rooted in the whole experience of Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is the rebirth that occurred in Chodesh Nisan. As we know, B'Nisan Ibra Oilon, U'B'Nisan Nigalu, Chodesh Nisan is the month that Klal Yisrael was born as Bnei Chayrin, who were able to become Avdei Hashem. And it began this began through the process of Korban Pesach that eventually climaxed with Yetzias Mitzrayim at the height of Chodesh Nisan B'Leil Tesvov. We can now understand the Habamin of the Baal HaGadol. The Baal HaGadol says, Yochol Me'Rosh Chodesh. The idea that we could start commemorating Yetzias Mitzrayim already on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, as the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh was the beginning of that process, and we receive that freedom of HaChodesh Hazeh Lochem. We can now understand that according to the Levush, the reason that we were Mesakin Parshas HaChodesh is not simply a decision to be Mekadesh Chodesh Nisan, but rather to celebrate what was Neschadesh through the mitzvah of Kiddush Chodesh Nisan, which is the introduction to the whole Chayrus of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That is the significance of Parshas HaChodesh, and it therefore makes sense that we read the Posuk of Kiddush HaChodesh as an introduction to and together with the whole Parsha of Chag HaPesach, as they together symbolize the entire Avodah of Chodesh Nisan. Similarly, according to Rashi, although the significance of Parshas HaChodesh is to discuss the upcoming Yom Tov Pesach, we still refer to it as Parshas HaChodesh, as we recognize that the Torah considers that mitzvah to be the ultimate yisoid to introduce the yontiv of Chayrus v'Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Sfas Emes reveals to us yet a deeper chiddush that transpired when Klal Yisrael was given the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. The Sfas Emes explains that Chazal teach us that Umas HaOlam keep the solar year, whereas Klal Yisrael keeps the lunar year. He points out that besides the difference between the sun and the moon, there's also a very big difference that the lunar year only has a shana, whereas the lunar year has a chodesh. The Sfas Emes explains that in the lunar existence, there is zero change, ein kol chodesh tachas hashemesh, whereas in the lunar year, there is constant hischadshus. That is the word of chodesh. It has constant change in its chadshus. The moon is constantly changing, and even when it wanes, we know that there's always an opportunity to be reborn and bichadish yomenu kekedem. Whereas the word shana has the root of shinun, of repetition, with a static existence not allowing for its chadshus. The Medrash and the Pasuk of Achodesh Hazeh Lachem describes the midah of Klal Yisrael, that even though mishtakin ba'avoynos in my yetzahara shebegufam, or b'still b'chozrim b'tshuva. According to the Sfas Emes, this is a reference to the Koyach Eschatzus that was given to Klal Yisrael in the mitzvah of Achodesh Hazeh Lochem. We were given the ability to mimic the moon's ability to always bounce back and be Mechadish itself. The Sfas Emes explains that the key to this Eschatzus is Dveikus in the Eibishter, who deliberately created the world in a fashion of Mechadish Betuvoi B'chol Yom Tomid, and that is our guide to always find this constant Eschatzus in Avodas Hashem, and to relate to this concept that in Ruchnius we can only continue with constant growth in Eschatzus. We must fight the koyach of Hergel, of getting complacent and assuming that there is no need or ability for Eschatzus. This is the yisoid of Kiddush HaChodesh. And so we find in the Chassidish HaSvarim, Aderech HaDrush, Aderech HaTzachos, that they explain the meaning of dancing by Kiddush Levono, as we internalize the Yisoid HaKiddush HaChodesh and the Midas HaLavono, we try to be meroimim ourselves from the hergel. We raise our feet and dance. We're meroimim the regel, the hergel. And we try to attempt to embark of the ischatshus of the new levona, as we wish everyone shalom aleichem, as bria ischadoshois that are osid lischadish kemoisoi. However, we need to keep in mind that although we know this idea of ischatshus, the Yetzirah often convinces us that we are too vite. We have drifted so far, a lost case. We have done so many aveiras and distanced ourselves so much from Torah mitzvahs that we no longer stand the chance of ischatshus. Rabbeisai, this is a great atayis, it's a very grave error. The Torah was machadish this yisoid of ischatshus in Kiddush HaChodesh at a point that Klal Yisrael was in a matziv of va'at, or in the area, as Rashi explains, Klal Yisrael in that matziv by Mitzrayim were literally mitzvahless. They didn't have any redeeming factor, not a bit of kedusha. And that is when the Torah was machadish. HaChodesh Hazel Lochem, you are in control of your time. You can make that change and be a machadish b'tuvoy b'chol yom tomid, like the Midas HaLavono. With this Hagdoma, when Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, Zuchor es hayoyim azeh asher yetzosim mibeis avodim, and he continues, hayoyim atem yoytzim b'chodesh ha'oviv, we can explain it to mean that l'deiri deiris, we must constantly refer back and remember this incredible chiddush of Yetzias Mitzrayim, when we were given the koyach ha-chiddush, which was introduced through Kiddush HaChodesh of Chodesh Nisan, and gave us that koyach to actually free ourselves and become independent b'nei chayim from Mitzrayim, which occurs b'chodesh ha-oviv, in the spring season, which symbolizes that is chachos and a new growth that spring always triggers. We are all, Baruch Hashem, very busy with so many things, but we must remember that the difference between an Eved La'avodim and a Ben Chayrin is not how busy we are, but a Chodesh Hazel Lochem. Are we in control of our time? Are we making good decisions in how we value our time? Are we enslaved, Chas V'Sholem, to the Western value that time is money? Or do we realize the MS? That money is time that could be devoted to Avedis Hashem. This is the message of Parshas HaChodesh and the Tchilas HaAvoida of Chodesh HaGeula of Nisan. And may we all be zeiche to internalize this Koyach Yitzchatshus that Parshas HaChodesh delivers, that wherever we might feel that we have drifted, we can always use the Midas HaLavona and build ourselves up during this HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem. A guten Shabbos and a guten Chodesh Nisan.